This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. That's a program where we boil down all the important news stories of the week, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We put those together for you. And we call that intelligent medicine. Yeah, because it's intelligent to deploy an all-of-the-above approach when we're dealing with the health problems that confront us. 877-726-8255 is our number. And some interesting stories. This hour, we're going to take a look at a study which looks at whether saturated fat really kills you. Does it? According to a big review, we got the word for you. Also, COVID-19, is it really responsible for excess deaths? Or is it just, you know, as some people say, no worse than the seasonal flu, and we're attributing COVID-19 deaths to deaths that would have occurred anyway? A big study clarifies that issue. 877-726-8255. Losing weight through exercise, why sometimes that backfires. All right. This item comes to us from the Campaign for Healthier Solutions. The COVID-19 pandemic has shined a spotlight on racial health disparities in the United States, which have sadly gotten worse over the past 20 years, and they're going to only get worse. Because the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Well, the corollary to that is the healthier get healthier. They can afford to. They can buy Pelotons and exercise equipment and have home gyms and order in food from Whole Foods. But unfortunately, the less privileged lost their jobs, are experiencing food insecurity. They're depressed and stressed, and no, they don't have gyms to go to. So, they say here that there's yet another problem. You've heard of food deserts, right? Places where you can't get wholesome food. There are many across the country, and I experience that sometimes when I travel, because I say, where can I get like a really healthy salad, or some, organic food, grass-fed meat? And there are places in the country where it's virtually unheard of. So you have to make do with, you know, fast food, these emporiums that pop up along strip malls and highways just to obtain some sustenance. Well, this outfit, which is called RetailReportCard.com, is a coalition of more than 100 health, community, and environmental justice organizations. They tested more than 150 products sold at discount stores. Now, they highlight discount stores because discount stores are the stores that are essentially the source of foods and household products for communities that are disadvantaged, because you don't find some, you know, a lot of high-end retail stores in places where a lot of poor people live. You find more like in, especially in rural areas, dollar stores, 7-Elevens, places like that. And that's where people buy their food and their necessities. They tested more than 150 products sold at discount stores, and they found that 81% contained at least one hazardous chemical linked to birth defects, learning disabilities, diabetes, and more. And so they have a report card, and you know, we'll put that article up, and you can find the link. Their report card rates from A to F some of the major discount stores and food emporia across the country. And here's the bad news. 7-Eleven, Subway, Starbucks even, Burger King, they got Fs when it comes to the percentage of their products that contain hazardous chemicals. By contrast, Sephora, which makes cosmetics, but high-end cosmetics, got an A. So too did Whole Foods. So too did Target. And Apple also got A's, although does Apple really sell a lot of food? I don't know. But their products are free of carcinogenic chemicals. They say, despite years of our campaign and others urging 99-cent-only stores headquartered in Los Angeles. You see the 99-cents-only stores? Yeah, they're in certain neighborhoods across the country. Very, very popular. You know, it's a that, you know, not high-end, but, man, a lot of those stores. They were urged to phase out the most toxic chemicals from products and packaging. They received an F for the third year in a row for taking no steps to address this critical issue. This is despite the knowledge that we found lead with well-known risks to health in children's jewelry sold at discount stores, where they also found phthalates, which are plasticizers, added to plastic to increase flexibility, which have known connections to reproductive issues in toys, cosmetics, shower curtains, and other products. So, there you go. They say, although 99-cents-only stores are one of the primary laggards in the new report, we're pleased that Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, and Dollar General improved somewhat. They still got a, Dollar Tree moved from an F to a D plus. I'm sorry, they moved from a D plus to a C plus. So this organization making some headway in urging retailers to clean up their acts. But, you know, this, I think that's part of the socioeconomic disparity. There's a health disparity that's made only worse by basically, you know, lack of compliance by a lot of retailers who gear their products towards less affluent individuals. 877-726-8255 is our number. And if you're concerned about fatigue, and we're going to be talking more about this on our program, because there's going to be some fascinating studies that support the use of this nutritional supplement. It's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and target the mitochondria, NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Dr. Garth Nicholson is going to be our guest on one of our podcasts next week. He's got some new exciting research to roll out for you, so I'm not going to steal his thunder, but clinical trials up to this point have clearly demonstrated that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it has anti-aging effects. NT factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs, full-spectrum vitamin and mineral formulas, immune support formulas, targeted nutrition, and pure NT factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. It's perfectly compatible. I've been using NT factor for years, and I prescribe it for my patients. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. You can find the NT factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to their user-friendly website, Lunar Design. Check it out. ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, saturated fat, always demonized as the bad fat, fat that you get from meat and butter and high-fat dairy products. They say, you know, drink skim milk, use low-fat cheese, low-fat yogurt, avoid red meat, use poultry where you cut the fat off, use the white meat, on and on it goes, have fish. This is a huge study. 59 systematic reviews were included. Total dietary fat intake, fat quality, and health outcomes. Sounds good, right? It's a review of all the systematic reviews of prospective studies. So it's like a study of studies. Put all the studies together, and what do the studies say? Because sometimes the studies are contradictory. So they through a methodology, they weight the studies, and they come up with a conclusion. So here's what they say about saturated fatty acids. In a majority of systematic reviews of prospective observational studies, a higher saturated fat intake was not associated with the risk of cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and several cancer types. However, it was inversely associated with the risk of stroke. Inversely associated? Well, that means the higher the saturated fat intake, the lower the risk of stroke. So that's what's called a correlation means the higher the fat intake, the higher the risk of stroke. But in this case, it was an inverse correlation, according to the analysis here. What about trans fats? Okay, well, trans fatty acid intake was associated with increased risk of cardiovascular disease and heart disease, but not with type 2 diabetes, stroke, breast, or ovarian cancer. So, yeah, that's what, you know, cardiovascular disease is the major killer. Higher industrial trans fatty acid intake was associated with coronary heart disease risk, but what's called ruminant trans fatty acids. By the way, you know, there are trans fatty acids in dairy, but they're the precursors to CLA, which actually has a protective effect. So they found that the trans fatty acids in dairy, the natural trans fatty acids, not the synthetic ones that you find in margarine or shortening, you know, Crisco, pure trans fat, showed no association with mortality and cardiovascular disease and an inverse association with the risk of type 2 diabetes. So the dairy fats, trans fats, they actually protected against type 2 diabetes. So there you have it. You know, basically a study that is exonerating saturated fatty acids. So, yeah, when will that message come home to the medical establishment, the nutritional establishment? That's what the science, you know, they say, follow the science, follow the science. Well, here's the science. Where's the response? 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. In these unprecedented times, we need effective immune support. That's why I'm excited to introduce two formulas that work, CV Defense and CV Acute. There's nothing quite like them. CV Defense is a daily preventative. The only supplement that delivers the six most important ingredients to optimize your immune function, including PEA, a critical molecule for long-term immunity at the cellular level. CV Acute is a fast-acting, great-tasting syrup for direct immune activation. It eliminates invaders with the fruit, flower, and root of patented Chinese medicine. I take it when I feel run down to fend off respiratory infections. Both products are safe, all natural, and backed by numerous clinical trials. For more information and to order, go to TotalImmuneHealth.com and take advantage of discounts from 30 to 50% just for listening to Intelligent Medicine. That's TotalImmuneHealth.com. TotalImmuneHealth.com for the most exciting immune support products in years.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We know that physical inactivity is a risk factor for disease. It's a risk factor for even COVID-19, but more generally, it's a risk factor for the other pandemic, which is killing the majority of us, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, hypertension, stroke, and so on. And so, interesting study here in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. They actually quantitated the impact of physical inactivity on non-communicable diseases and mortality. That means, you know, diseases that are degenerative diseases, mostly of Western societies. And so they say a new global study shows that inactivity drives up to 8% of NCDs, non-communicable diseases, and premature deaths. And so they say the results support the notion that physical activity is having a broad impact on population health. You think? Okay. It's obvious, but that's the average impact. And what they're saying here is that we need policies to encourage physical activity as part of national priorities. What governments should promote around the world is population update of physical activity, includes any movement such as walking to shops, cycling to work, taking stairs to work, working in the yard, and of course, exercise. And here's an incredible statistic. A recent study of time use found that Americans reported an average of more than 5 hours per day of free time. And if you're wondering where that time goes, check the report on the screen time on whatever mobile device you're using, whether it's an iPad or a mobile phone. It's a lot of hours per day. But they spent 24 minutes or less in physical activity. So there's a problem. But here's one of the pitfalls of exercise when you try to lose weight with exercise. Physical activity entices you to eat more, according to a study. That's also kind of a duh. But in addition to making you feel hungry, it also gives you what has been termed moral licensing, which is like, yeah, I worked out hard, so I'm entitled to whatever, whatever, whatever. You figure, well, I burned off a lot of calories at the gym or, you know, during my bike ride, and so I'm going to chow down. Well, the problem is that a lot of people fail to lose weight, even with intense exercise. They wonder why. This may be part of the reason. The researchers say the actual results suggest that physical exertion can entice those who do sport to eat larger amounts of food more quickly after the training session. And since weight loss is a main motivation for exercise for many, and failure to achieve the desired weight loss makes it likely to quit exercising, it might be a good idea to think about what you're going to eat after you exercise, because that's really about 70% of the equation. You cannot run away from a bad diet. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
There's never been a more important time to ensure your immune system is operating at its peak. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a new natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation, and zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And If you suffer from chronic sinusitis, coming up we're going to reveal the results of a new study that explains why you feel so lousy. It's just not just about sinus congestion. You feel brain dead. You feel exhausted. You may suffer from brain fog and general debilitation. So what's that about? A new study sheds light on that phenomenon. 877-726-8255, 24/7, 365. You can record a question as this individual. Let's hear it.
My daughter was diagnosed with autoimmune hepatitis, and I would like to know if there are any dietary benefits, and also is it safe for her to take vaccine for COVID? Thank you.
Okay. You know, good question. Let's tackle the issue of the vaccine. And in general, you know, people with autoimmunity, hypothetically are at increased risk for a worsening of their autoimmune conditions. And this is something that we anticipated from the start, and we're watching this very carefully. But, I have to say that, we're not seeing an enormous toll of people who have, say, rheumatoid arthritis or multiple sclerosis or ulcerative colitis. These are some of the common autoimmune conditions, more common than autoimmune hepatitis. We're not seeing a lot of them have worsening of their problems after the shot. I do have one patient in my practice who has Crohn's disease, a young woman of 20 who took the vaccine because she was going to go to work in a healthcare facility. She was going to do some volunteer work, so it was necessary to take the vaccine. And her Crohn's disease got worse, but there were also other circumstances around that. There was the stress of, you know, going to work and a new job. There was some lapses in her adherence to diet and the use of the supplements that I recommended. And so it's unclear whether that was the proximate cause of her worsening. And generally, people who deal with autoimmunity, rheumatologists and immunologists, they're saying that the benefits of the vaccine may outweigh the risk because, you know, say you do have autoimmune hepatitis and you get COVID and it's a bad case of COVID, could it also potentially trigger a worsening of your autoimmune disease? So again, it's a little bit of a risk-benefit equation that you have to juggle. It's not an absolute contraindication to taking the vaccine. Let's talk about solutions for autoimmune hepatitis. There is a book called Curing Courtney, which is the story of a very, very dedicated mom who had a young daughter who had autoimmune hepatitis, which can affect very, very young people. And they wanted to put her on powerful immunosuppressive drugs. In fact, they did. They tried. It didn't really work that well. There were a lot of side effects. And so she embarked on a search of natural solutions. And among those are some of the things that I use for autoimmune hepatitis. We've treated several patients with this. You know, it's not a rare condition, but it's also not the most common condition. So I've only had the experience of dealing with a handful of patients. But they do better with diet change because we know that diet affects the liver. The microbiome affects the liver. So balancing that out with a healthy diet and the right kind of probiotics and prebiotics makes a difference. Also, specifically, alpha-lipoic acid seems to be particularly helpful for autoimmune hepatitis and for liver conditions. Another thing that we like to use is is low-dose naltrexone. Transfer factor is something else that supports immunity. But low-dose naltrexone, or LDN, has been used in the treatment of autoimmune hepatitis. In general, it's good for autoimmunity, but it's part of the protocol that I've used successfully to wean patients off of drugs and can be very helpful for that condition. So I've seen that condition go into remission with just natural approaches and without the use of very powerful immunosuppressive drugs, which is the mainstream approach. And I think it is very amenable to a natural approach. Using kind of low-tech lifestyle modification with the right kind of supplementation. It does work. 877-726-8255, our number. And, okay, when I see a patient who has enormous fatigue, and many patients come to me complaining of fatigue, brain fog, poor concentration, so I go through a review of systems, and I start with a head, and I ask, do you have chronic nasal congestion, pressure? Have you been diagnosed with sinusitis? Have you required frequent antibiotics? Do you use a steroid nasal spray? Is that part of the equation that contributes to your chronic fatigue? Because chronic sinusitis is having a chronic inflammation that's very close to your brain. I mean, it's one thing if you have an infected toe, that could affect your brain, but it's got a lot further distance to travel to affect your brain. Yeah, the bloodstream is shared between your toe and your brain, but the sinuses are right up there, right adjacent to your brain. And so I found quite fascinating a recent study from the University of Washington School of Medicine. What they found, and this is a very ingenious study, they say, we know from previous studies that patients who have sinusitis often decide to seek medical care, not because they have a runny nose and sinus pressure, but because the disease is affecting how they interact with the world. They can't be productive, thinking is difficult, sleep is lousy. It broadly impacts their quality of life. So what they did is they looked at a bunch of people who had moderate to severe sinus inflammation, and they compared them to a group that had no sinus inflammation, and they did functional MRI scans, which are very sensitive scans which reveal the blood flow and energy uptake in different parts of the brain. And what they found, I mean, it's kind of technical, I'll use some of the jargon here, decreased functional connectivity in the frontoparietal network, which is the seat of executive function, responsible for maintaining attention and problem solving. Increased functional connectivity to two nodes in the default mode network. That's neuroscience jargon, which means that it affects what's called self-reference and is active during wakeful rest and mind wandering. So that was worse. Okay. Decreased functional connectivity in the salience network, which is involved in detecting and integrating external stimuli, communication, and social behavior. So there were distinct changes in brain energy and nutrient uptake in the brain. So the brain is kind of, think of a 100-watt light bulb. In the brains of people who have chronic sinusitis, it's a 40-watt light bulb. It just decreases brain energy. So this is very different than, I have difficulty breathing, I have pressure in my sinuses, it's bothering me, I have terrible headaches. No, this is directly affecting the brain. So this really underscores the importance of getting to the root of chronic sinusitis. Is there a dietary component? Is there food allergies? Is there a chronic fungal infection? Is there an internal allergy from, say, yeast overgrowth in the gastrointestinal tract, the so-called yeast connection? Is that part and parcel of it? Is it about inflammation? Can we use anti-inflammatory nutrients to turn down the volume on brain inflammation, which, after all, is highly correlated with anxiety and depression? So this sheds a whole new light on chronic sinusitis. It's not just a clogged nasal passages. It literally affects the seat of your thoughts and emotions, which is the brain. Amazing study. 877-726-8255 is our number. Here's a study on Parkinson's disease and why the rate of Parkinson's disease is increasing. And it has to do with many factors. Exposure to chemicals is a known risk factor for Parkinson's disease. And where are we getting those chemicals? Well, one chemical that is believed to be a factor in promoting Parkinson's disease is something called TCE. It's the chemical that you smell when you go into a dry cleaning store. And these days, a lot of dry cleaning stores don't smell of chemicals because what they do is they, well, they're basically collection and distribution fronts for your people leave off their clothes and then the clothes are returned to them. So they don't actually process the clothes on site. They send the clothes to plants where workers use something called TCE. It's used in industrial processes, dry cleaning, and household processes, products. And it's also that distinct odor that you get when you go to a shoemaker. And I really feel sorry for the poor shoemaker because I go to the shoemaker sometimes when I get my shoes polished. Yeah, I polish them myself sometimes, but sometimes I say, you know, hey, shoemaker got the equipment, got the stuff, you know. So I walk in the place and the smell knocks me out. And I think that poor guy behind the counter who works in the confines of that store poorly ventilated, that guy's got a high risk for brain disease. And it turns out the TCE is indeed a risk factor. It's linked to renal cell carcinoma, cancers of the cervix, liver, biliary tract, lymphatic system like lymphoma. And it's got a known relationship to Parkinson's disease. So, yeah, there's also Superfund sites that are contaminated with TCE. There's even a Superfund site in Santa Clara County, California, which is home to Silicon Valley. So TCE, under EPA regulations, it's considered, quote, safe for TCE to be present in drinking water at a low concentration. There are some instances where TCE-tainted water contributed to cancer and brain disease. You know, this neurologist who is the author of this study says it's not an overstatement to say U.S. groundwater could be giving people Parkinson's disease. Numerous studies have linked well water to Parkinson's disease, and it could also be other chemicals like paraquat, a lethal weed killer the U.S. still uses despite it being phased out in the EU, Brazil, and China. So there you have it. TCE banned in Minnesota. New York followed suit last December. And we really should be taking a very careful look at our environmental burden of TCE because it can affect the brain. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And even if you can't get in during today's waning program, you can call that number and record a question, and we'll pick up that question next week on a subsequent broadcast. DHEA for osteoporosis. You know, we talk a lot about natural things to enhance bone density. It's important to take vitamin K, for example, vitamin D, and, of course, strontium. And then there's olive leaf extract. Many natural things support optimal bone strength. But DHEA is something to consider. As is pointed out helpfully by my good colleague, Dr. Alan Gaby, in his column in the Townsend Letter, compared with placebo, in studies, DHEA significantly increased mean bone mineral density of the lumbar spine, total hip, and the trochanter of the hip, and also increase the bone mineral density of the femoral neck, which is the delicate part of the hip that often breaks. So what my good colleague is alluding to is the hormonal effect of DHEA. By the way, this is not to be confused with DHA that's associated with EPA and fish oil. DHEA is an over-the-counter supplement that boosts testosterone and estrogen. And as so, you got to be a little careful in using it. I have to be selective about the patients I give it to, that they're free of high risk for prostate cancer in men or breast cancer in women, but it can be safely taken. And the additional benefits are that it improves fatigue, depression, menopausal symptoms, and even has been shown to reverse age-related decline in memory and muscle mass, this so-called sarcopenia that occurs with aging, frailty. So DHA, an important supplement in our arsenal, and ancillary benefits for enhancing bone density. I take it myself. I think it is a good thing. This item, circulating carotenoids and breast cancer among high-risk individuals. They looked at women who have high risk for breast cancer due to genetic predisposition. In other words, mother, sister with breast cancer. And what they found was that compared with women who had the lowest scores for carotenoids, there was a significant reduction in the risk of breast cancer, even in these high-risk individuals. In fact, a significant 37% lowered risks. So circulating carotenoids include, of course, beta-carotene, but we don't like synthetic beta-carotene. We like broad-spectrum carotenoids, including lycopene and lutein and cryptoxanthin and the whole spectrum of carotenoids. But the good news is that it worked especially well in high-risk women, so that the high-risk women, wasn't like the Angelina Jolie story where you think that your genetic risk is inevitable, that you can modify your genetic risk by upping your carotenoid intake from, green leafy vegetables and fresh fruits, but also from selective use of the right supplements. This item... The pandemic has triggered a British online gambling crisis, and I would venture to say the same thing has happened here. It's never been so easy to gamble because, the gambling parlors are closed, the government has co-opted the bookies, and it's all online. And you see, during sports events, you see like very, very aggressive advertising to get you to place your bets on whatever, March Madness or, who's going to hit home runs, score touchdowns, and score three-pointers. And it's getting a lot of people hooked, especially during lockdown. The government got jealous of bookies and said, I want in on the action. And the net result is that we're seeing a lot of gambling addiction, people who can't control their gambling impulses. And that's a very, very serious consequence of COVID-19, a collateral damage of the pandemic. Okay, well, that's all stuff we have for today. Great program. Thank you for your questions. 877-726-8255. If you want to record a question, check out our website at drhoffman.com for more content. Subscribe to our newsletter, download our podcast, follow us on social media. And we'll be back next week with more Intelligent Medicine. Have a great one.